Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We can't do this without you. And it just means a lot for you guys rocking out with me on a time, you know, on a day like this, because it's right now, it is Tuesday, 6 o'clock. You know, I don't know what time it is your way, but we do appreciate you taking time out to rock out with us. It means a lot to have you. Just rocking out with us, and, you know, just for everybody who's been listening to us for about 6 years now. So we appreciate all that you do, all that you are, everything that you do, and I hope and pray that you are walking into your purpose, whatever your gift is, whatever your goals are. Feel free to do that. Make sure you do that, because I really believe that we all have a calling, we all have gifts, and we're meant to do that. And so whatever it is that you feel passionate about, that you love, that thing that you can't shake, that you know you're good at, you know you love, and you do it with ease, that's what you call your calling. This is just my thoughts on that, but I feel like that is your calling. So whatever your calling is, whether people agree or disagree, as long as you agree and it's all right with you, do that. Because I believe in my heart, everyone is destined for greatness. And I wish everyone the most success on whatever it is that you want to do in your life, you know, because it is well deserved. And with that being said, I always say, here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. And it is so true and so powerful, because we don't really realize that the words that you say, the words that come out of your mouth, you know, it's necessary, because you never know. Somebody needs to hear that. It could be a poem. It could be a thing. It could just be words that come out of your mouth. Just feel free to put it out there, because no matter if you're going through something, you're having a great day, funny day, whatever, somebody might need to hear what you have to say. Don't ever hold it back, because sometimes when you're holding it back, it might be for somebody else. Sometimes it's not always for us. So with that being said, I got a track for you. Hope you guys enjoy.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep. North Carolina. Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Blackbird, why you wanna fly? You ain't never gonna fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You can deny me even if you try. Yes, I know. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me Little Sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stain. I was able to stand the rain. A lawyer bird in the sky. This blackbird is gonna fly. Before you begin to open your mouth, I got something to say. Don't fix your face to create dismay. Today is my day. I'm tired of being a squirrel trying to get your nuts. Your opinion don't matter to me. No time messing with my mind. You've been a thorn in my behind for far too long. Making excuses on behalf of what ties us together? A pedigree? Please. Just because your blood runs through my veins doesn't entitle us to be the same. One mental blow to my cerebellum at the age of 10 caused a chemical explosion with no delay response or reaction. No longer surrendering to your self-induced homicide. It was obvious. Your intentions were to kill my mental psyche. Over my father, who art in heaven, knew your next move before you ever attempted. Slipped a bowl of knowledge into myself, preparing me for days like this. Since soldiers is no relation, through blood, sweat, and meditation, it took me 30 years to realize I don't need you anymore. And the hardest thing I had to do was close that door and that chapter in my life. So take your knife out of my back, trying to pierce my heart. Let air get to it so it can be as cold as yours. The floors of faith is all I stand on. When I'm wrong, he told me it would be all right. When I lost at night, I know he's my guiding light. And now my light guides too. Yes, two blessings beyond recognition. My decision in life is to move on without you. No excuses. Just please. No. My life changed when I fell to my knees. My heart mended when I fell to my knees. Now I can honestly say your emotional strangle has been released, never to be resurrected. My two angels are the only things that rise like the third day. I hope my light's radiant heat can heal your heart that I thought was forever cold. So, it's a new day. I forever put your insecurities behind. Not only to let my father touch your core, just like he has touched mine.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong. In spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I'm going to go ahead and drop the inspirational nugget that I give, as I learn and I grow, I'll give it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. You know, I won't be offended. So different things as I learn and I grow. It could be inspirational nugget. It could be a gem. It could be a thought. Whatever it is, I'll share that with you because I just value transparency. You know, and so I can honestly say what I'm learning day by day, because, you know, you learn something new. If you allow yourself, you learn something new every single day. And it's good to learn something new about yourself every single day. to the best of your ability. But what I am learning, I could say for me, is to continue to keep going, you know, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. And even when things get tough, because I've actually experienced some really tough times. It literally felt like some tsunamis in my life. And not understanding why, you know, whether it's on whatever level, you know, it can be finances, it can be relationship, it can be a lot of different things, you know, just be life in general. It can be tapping into your dreams, so that can be very hard. You know, a lot of people think it's easy because they see the outcome, especially if you see the outcome of a show or performance, but some people don't realize the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to get there. And also the blood, sweat, and tears it takes for relationships, blood, sweat, and tears it takes to take care of bills, work, to do different things. There are a lot of efforts, you know, especially if you love what you do, that are put into it. And sometimes people only see the outcome. They don't see what it took to get there, you know, especially if it wasn't just handed to you. And I work very hard for everything that I do, everything that I am, and everything I'm a part of, and anybody I'm connected with. I want to give my all in whatever I'm doing. So I just encourage you, even when you get discouraged, because there will be moments that you may get discouraged about different things or the way life deals you. I would encourage you to do exactly what I say, to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep believing. You know, even when you don't want to believe in something outside yourself, so you will believe to keep going. You know, because it's so easy to give up. That's the easy part. The easy part to think negative. You know, but you don't have to. You know, you actually could live for the day, live for better things, and affirm those things. Speak those things as if they already are. Speak those things as if they are happening. If they're not happening, speak them so they will happen. If you have different things in your life you want to focus on getting your finances together, speak those things as if they already are, and just keep doing it. Keep going, you know, and keep believing. You know, I really believe that positivity is necessary, like, for you to turn that negative into a positive. And for anybody who doesn't know, I do fail sometimes to promote myself. So with that being said, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm the founder and CEO of Illusions. Illusions is a performance arts-based business. We have other sister companies that are actually branches under, you know, like Illusions is the big tree, and the branches that we have are what we have right now, the Lyrical Cypher, which is a radio show for you to have a positive outlet, for you to be able to express yourself, whether it's rapping, poetry, comedy, singing, letting us know what's going on in your community, shoot us some commercials, you know, or different things you have going on. Feel free to send in your track to Lyrical Cypher. And that's Lyrical, LYRICALCYPHER, radio, RADIO, show, SHOW, at gmail.com. Send me a track there, and I will put them in a rotation to play. We will be going back to 9 o'clock. Right now, we're not at 9 o'clock, but we will be getting back to it. I appreciate everybody who has rocked with me with moving to, you know, with this transition I've had. But we will be getting back to 9 o'clock, and we will be getting back to some extended shows. But right now, I know we've been doing our 30-minute segments. It's been working out, and I appreciate everybody who takes time to listen via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. So I like to pay homage and give you your flowers right here, right now. I run across you, you know, in the street, at shows in different places, supermarkets, different places. People tell me, or you might hit me up in my inbox, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, different people hit me up and let me know that they listen to the show, they're enjoying the show, and I appreciate you. And we got people listening all over the world, so you are appreciated. Australia, you are appreciated. Paris, you are appreciated. London, England, you are appreciated. We got people in Bahamas, 242 Bahamas, thank you so much for taking time out to vibe out with us. Big shout out to JD and the Boom Boom Room for rocking out with us. We got so many people who listen via web. Big shout out to Ill Will. And Carlos, DMX, Poetry, Nikki, Los Angeles, all these different people who listen to the show, we appreciate you. And then, like I say, I'm the type that I like to give you pay homage to you now, as opposed to telling somebody about it later. I would, you know, it came straight from me. You don't have to hear about it. It came from me. So I appreciate you, all that you do, all that you are. Tap into the best version of yourself. anybody that doesn't know, I am a life coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I am an author. And I'm actually about to publish 2 more books very soon. Keep me in your prayers for me to finish that. I'm getting very close, and I'm very thankful for the fire. I feel like God has lit me on fire, and I'm writing, and I'm ready. And I've been on sabbatical for a minute, you know, basically taking a rest before I get back on the road again. And I'm looking forward to getting back on the road and traveling wherever God leads me. If that's what I do, I would love to go all over the world. If that is His will, I'm going. So, and I'm going to keep growing in the process. And whoever's supposed to be there will be there. And I'm thankful for that. So, and I'm thankful for my team. I got to give a big shout out to Illusion's team. First and foremost, my team started out with my best friend, who is, God rest her soul, is gone, Tawanda Johnson. But my team of my children have been on my team. Jaden and their team with Phil have been amazing. And my whole crew, Monica, we got Angel, we got Antoine, we got Jason, we got so many different people on the team, Ill Will, Dexter Howell. Man, God rest 2 souls that were on the team, Terrence Carter, DeAndre Truth Heath. I just appreciate everybody who has rocked out with us. And we've been doing this thing, Carlos Parker, Nico Lawson, Antonio Lawson. We have so many people who rock out with us that behind the scenes you don't see, but they deserve their flowers too. So, Unique has been amazing. So I just want to give her a big shout out too. But back to the entities that we, you know, Illusions is the entity, that's the tree. We have Lyrical Cypher. We also have Truth Hurts, which is a custom design. I actually design clothes and jewelry, custom design, anything I make for you. It'll be one hit a quitter. And one else will have it. There won't be any repeats. So you can hit me up for that. And also we have Affirmation of Change. I am a certified professional life coach. And I actually incorporate art healing components, you know, when I do my workshops, and that also will be a part of my curriculum I am creating for my workshops. So that's my book, which will be an inspirational help guide, and it'll be a part of my curriculum that I teach with the workshops. So, like I said, that's Affirmation Change. Hit me up if you need some individual life coaching sessions or you want some group sessions. And with your business, I do mental health. I'm also supposed to be certified substance abuse counselor, so you need that, we can make that happen as well. So we have Affirmation Change, we have Lyrical Cypher, we have Truth Hurt, we have Illusions, we also have, I think that might be it. Oh, we also have a lot of different partnerships with colleges, the libraries here, and different places, different people. We have a lot of people who support us, and I appreciate everybody who takes the time out to rock out with us. So, like I said, again, just want to pay homage to you guys and thank you guys for listening to us and all that we do. And with that being said, let's rock out for a second. Thank you.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me.
What's up, everybody? So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show thus far. Please feel free to call us at 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. I thank you guys for listening today, and hopefully you got something out of it that you can carry with you to pass along. Give it to yourself. Pass it to someone else. If you didn't get anything, toss it. I won't be offended, but I still love you for who you are and who you are becoming. I encourage you to tap into the best version of yourself always. Be blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and just know if don't nobody else believe in you, and if there are times that you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you. I may not know you, but I just believe that everybody, no matter what mistakes you make, you're destined for greatness. With that being said, You guys be blessed. Peace and blessings. Good night.